Day after day went by with no change in Peter. He refused to speak, doing whatever Garvey asked of him, but no more. He hiked along each morning to the pond, but never soaked. When he ate or walked, he moved zombie-like in slow motion. Cole quit trying to make conversation with him. Nearly 2 full weeks after Peter's arrival, they all hiked up the hill one morning with Cole carrying the ancestor rock. When he set the rock down at the top, he paused a moment to rest. Without warning, Peter reached down and gave the rock a hard shove. He stood with his lips bunched, watching until the rock crashed to a stop at the bottom. "That was a good push," Cole told him. The rest of the day, Peter remained withdrawn as usual, avoiding Cole. 3 days later, while Cole was cooking lunch in the fire pit, a rock struck the ground only feet away. Cole turned to find Peter beside the shore, pitching stones into the water as if nothing had happened. Cole looked at the stone that had almost hit him and realized his hands were clenched into fists. He never told Garvey about the stone, but he kept a close eye on Peter. The next incident occurred with Garvey along, 2 days later as they were hiking to the pond. It was early in the morning and Cole had just jumped from one rock to another in the stream. All of a sudden, Peter bumped him hard from behind and sent him sprawling into the water. Soaking wet, Cole picked himself up. He found Peter watching him with a smirk.
"Why did you do that?" Cole asked.
"Well, I didn't mean to bump you,"
Peter said innocently. Garvey said nothing as Cole continued to the pond. "I'm skipping my soak this morning," Cole said, "because I don't have any dry clothes to change into, but I'll still carry the ancestor rock." As he turned to pick up the rock, he discovered Peter stripping off his clothes. The thin boy ran stumbling into the shallow water, holding his arms above his head. He waded forward, gasping and grunting loudly. Peter never made it across to the rocks. When the water reached his chest, he turned and waded back out, his teeth chattering as he dried himself with his undershirt. That morning, after they returned to camp, Peter seemed more relaxed. He spoke to Cole without being spoken to first.
"Don't you get frozen when you soak in that pond?" he asked.
Cole smiled.
"The first time I soaked last year, I thought my head would crack open and my toes would fall off, but you get used to it."
"I don't want to get used to it," Peter muttered. He headed toward the cabin without looking back. As the days passed, the air grew warmer, but the rain came daily. Every morning, Cole hung his sleeping bag up in the cabin to dry off. "I'm going to give Edwin a leaky tent for Christmas," he complained to Garvey. Peter returned to being sullen, refusing to talk. Garvey went about each day, joking with both boys as usual. He kept delivering warm meals to Cole in the tent. Nearly a month had passed since Peter arrived on the island. Twice, Edwin had stopped by to drop off supplies and check up on them. He never stayed for long. One day, a hard rain fell, and Cole stayed inside the tent. Hour after hour, the steady downpour soaked through the seams, soaking Cole's sleeping bag and clothes. Mid-afternoon, Garvey brought out food. He stared at Cole, huddled with his arms wrapped around his knees.
"Dang, it's cold out here, champ," he said. "I'm going back inside."
"Thanks," Cole muttered. For several more hours, he sat and shivered. Outside, the rain kept falling, and lightning brought angry thunder to the sky. As night fell, a small stream of water trickled across the center of the floor. Everything Cole touched was wet, soggy, and cold. He prepared himself for a long night. Tonight he wouldn't sleep much. He hugged his arms to his chest and let his teeth chatter. He hadn't been this cold since he had nearly drowned trying to escape more than a year ago. Suddenly he heard footsteps outside the tent.
"It's warmer in the cabin if you want,"
called Peter's hesitant voice.